Next is a progress note on Bertha Moore, M-O-R-R, Bertha, B-E-R-T-H-A. Place was Cobden Glen in Frankenmuth. Mate was September 7, 2022. Paragraph chief complaint. Now that's with us, Mrs. Moore, because he has been falling multiple times, period. She feels generalized weakness, period. The paragraph. Mr. Fesmillis, Mrs. Moore was relatively pleasant and slightly confused, period. She couldn't remember a lot, but she did remember some basics, period. The staff states she had multiple falls, and she states that she has had only a few, period. She denied dizziness or syncope, but when I stood her up and got her walking, she did feel lightheaded, period. She does have both the stasis. She uses a walker or a wheelchair, period. The walker is a wheeled walker, and she was able to walk, but she needed help to get up, period. She has a history of congestive heart failure, but she's short of breath mainly with exertion, period. Mrs. Miles. She states her vision is okay with glasses, period. She denies numbness and tingling, period. Her hypertension is stable and her congestive heart failure appears controlled, period. She feels weak in general but does not have any history of stroke or any lateralizing weakness, period. New paragraph. She denies extreme pain, period. There's no pain in her knees or hips that she reports, period. Paragraph review of systems. Constitutional fever chills or major weight change. I denies complaints. I think ENT no earache or sore throat or hoarseness. Respiratory. No dyspnea or cough. Could have asked no chest pain or palpitations. She denied no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding. Do you know dysuria or other complaints? Must be skeletal. She denies pain at present. Heme, no bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no known diabetes. She does have hypothyroidism. She does not feel excessively cold, period. New paragraph, past history. Hypothyroidism, essential hypertension, dementia without behaviors, congestive heart failure, hypercholesterolemia. New paragraph. Family history. Her mother died at 74 and had cardiomegaly and a stroke. Her father's deceased, but it's not clear from what. New paragraph. Examination. She's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 128 over 74 laying and 104 over 60 standing. Pulse 88, O2 saturation 96%. Temperature 97.7. She walked with a walker, period. Had a neck pupil equal to ocular light. I was in conjunctiva of a normal. Extraocular normal. Oral mucosa normal. Used normal and hearing seemed adequate. Neck supple. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular. Normal S1-S2, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen soft, non-tendon, organomegaly. CNS cranials, normal sensation intact. Motor tone balkan strength is normal, but she has generalized weakness, period. There's no focal weakness, period. She needed help to lift her legs up to lay on the bed, period. New paragraph. Musculoskeletal, no inflammation or fusion of the knees or hips, so no pain with hip movement, period. Shoulder range of motion normal. Skin was intact, warm and dry. New paragraph assessment and plan. One. Mrs. Moore has multiple falls, period. Contributing factors include orthostatic hypotension and also generalized weakness, period. I will reduce her metoprolol to 12.5 milligrams twice a day, period. Now all can use spinal relaxant, but I may hold that as well if she stays dizzy, period. I'll order TSH throughout hypothyroidism, and she is on Synthroid, and I wish to see if she's on the right dose, period. I'll order CBC to rule out anemia, period. I'll order a urinalysis has been sent. A basic metabolic panel is also being ordered to rule out renal impairment, period. I'll order physical therapy to treat for strengthening, period. For now, I'll continue levothyroxine 75 micrograms, daily cyclothyroidism, pending the result. New paragraph dementia, I'll continue donepezil 5 milligrams daily. Overall, continuing the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Wow.